latest team news from clubcall.com. These are today's Newcastle United headlines and a preview ahead of the clash with Burnley now, where Newcastle will be able to call upon the services of striker Dwight Gayle. Gayle, who was the club's top goalscorer in the Championship last season, has struggled for fitness this term and he missed the 1-0 home win against Crystal Palace last time out with a calf problem. However, the 27-year-old has now recovered from the injury and will be available for selection for the trip to Turf Moor, although it's likely he'll start on the bench. Summer signing Hosolu is expected to regain his place up front, while Mikel Merino, who scored the winner against the Eagles, Jonjo Shelvey and Isaac Hayden will be vying for two spots in the heart of the Magpies midfield. Well, boss Rafa Benitez has only one absentee, that is Welsh defender Paul Dummett, who's still recovering from a hamstring injury, meaning that Jesus Gámez and Javier Manquillo will battle it out for the left-back spot. The squad is Elliot, Darlow, Yedlin, Manquillo, Mbemba, Gámez, Haidara, Lascelles, Clark, Lejeune, Hayden, Merino, Shelvey, Save, Richie, Atsu, Murphy, Ahrens, Diame, Perez, Hosolu, Gayle and Mitrovic. Meanwhile, Newcastle boss Rafa Benitez has thrown his full support behind under fire striker Ayotze Perez. The former Spain under 21 international has been an ever present in the Magpies first team this season, but he's come under heavy fire from large sections of the fans. The 24-year-old has scored just the one goal that came in the 2-2 draw at Southampton and registered the one assist, leaving question marks over his regularity in the starting 11. Benitez, who's been linked with the Everton job recently, has praised the work rate of the ex-Tenerife player and believes he's a huge player for the squad. He said, "I can read the comments and some people say this or that. He's doing well. He's a clever player. He has good movement. He didn't play well the other day. He knows. We know. He had two or three situations where he could do better and he was still wrong. Still, he's doing a great job and the understanding between him and Hosolu and the midfielders and the rest of the team is quite good." Those are the words of Rafa Benitez.